Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we continue with a series called How the Church Meets Your Deepest Needs. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shares the benefits of being part of a church family. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the Purpose-Driven Life Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate, a hardcover book that will help the student in your life with the decisions they will face both before and after graduation. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called You Need Others for Spiritual Support.
Now, you know what's really ironic to me? I'm an observer of human behavior as a pastor. I had to fly to Washington, D.C. and back, and we were in a couple airports. I just watched people. And what's ironic to me is to watch how we desperately want and need the attention of others and the approval of others and the affirmation of others and even the affection of others. We desperately in need want these things. We just don't want to admit how badly we need it. And that's why everybody wears emotional masks instead of being authentic with their true needs. What we've been taught is that happiness comes from independence, but the truth is real happiness comes from interdependence. God wired us that way, and he wants us to be a part of his family. In Genesis 2:18, the very first thing God said to man was this: it is not good for man to be alone. Now, whether you ever get married or not is irrelevant to that verse. It is not good for you to be alone. God says you need a spiritual family. And in another very important Bible verse, God says in Romans 12, verse 5, since we're all one body in Christ, we're all in the family of God, we're all in the body of Christ, we're all a part of his flock, notice this, we belong to each other. Circle that word belong. We belong to each other, and each of us needs all the others. In a church family, you don't just belong to Jesus, you belong to each other. You're my brother, you're my sister, I'm your brother, I'm your sister. And the Bible says we need each other. Now you may not feel this is, feel this. You don't necessarily feel like you need other people. You may not feel like you belong, but it is absolutely necessary. God says being a part of a member of God's family, a community, a fellowship, is not optional. A Christian without a church family is a spiritual orphan. You know, years ago, many of you remember when we did 40 Days of Purpose. About 35, 36,000 churches in just America alone did 40 Days of Purpose. And in that series, I shared the big idea that God created you to fulfill five purposes on earth. But in this series, I want to share an even bigger idea. And the bigger idea is this: you cannot fulfill God's purposes for your life by yourself, on your own. You need other people. And each week, we're going to look at a different purpose and a different emotional and spiritual need that you have and how God wants to meet that need in your life. Now, what I want to do today for the rest of our time together is just quickly give you five reasons you need a church family for your spiritual and emotional health. You cannot be healthy unless you're connected to other believers in the body of Christ, in the family of God. So write these down. Number one, first thing I need is this. I need others to walk with me. I need others to walk with me. That's one of the benefits of a church family. You know, the Bible often calls your spiritual life your walk, your spiritual walk. And the Bible says, walk in love, walk in truth, walk in lightness, walk in joy. Colossians 2, 6 and 7 says, just as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Now, why does God compare life to a walk? Because it's a journey. So I said, we're to walk in light and love and truth and obedience. We're to walk in the Spirit. We're to walk like Jesus. God never intended for you to walk through life alone. Now, as I said, this has nothing to do whether you're single or married. Thousands of singles fully walk in the Lord in the community, in the fellowship, in the family, in the membership of Saddleback Church. You say, well, what's wrong with walking alone? I prefer walking alone. Well, let me give you three benefits of walking with others in a church family. You might just write this in your margin there or whatever. Number one, it's safer. There's safety in numbers. There's less risk. You ever had to walk through a dark alley at night by yourself when you would have preferred to have walked with somebody else? When you're going through dark times, it's safer to walk with others. Number two, it's supportive. It keeps you from giving up. If you've ever done a marathon and you get a pain in your side and you're tempted to quit, it kicks in for you, you know, probably, I don't know what mile, maybe for me about, you know, yard 50. But when you run with other people, it keeps you going. It gives you support. You know, there's an old African proverb that says, if you want to run fast, run alone. But if you want to run far, run with other people. When you run together, you can go so much farther. That's why geese fly in V formation, so they don't get tired. The updraft carries the others along, and they change out who's at the front of the V. So it's safer, it's more supported, it's smarter. You actually learn more by walking with others through life. Proverbs 28:26 says this, only fools trust what they alone think. You know, if you're walking alone, you might be walking in the wrong direction. The Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. One of the things you learn when you're walking with other people is you learn how to get along. You learn how to love. And one of the great goals of life is learning how to love, because God is love. Have you noticed that everybody walks at a different pace and they all have to walk in a different style? Well, when you walk with others, it teaches you a very important skill. It's called compromise. You just can't go at your pace and style. You have to share it with others. As I said, Genesis 2:18 says it's not good for man to be alone. God hates loneliness. What's his antidote? Well, God's antidote to loneliness is two groups, a physical family and a spiritual family. Physical family is an antidote for loneliness, but even that's not going to last forever. Family, physical family split up. They grow up, they divorce, they move away, they die. But your spiritual family, which is the church, is going to last forever and ever and ever. Your physical family isn't going to last forever and ever, but your church family is going to. Hebrews 10:25 says this, let us not give up the habit of meeting together. Instead, let us encourage one another. That's the comfort and the correction or the challenging that I talked about earlier. The church is God's spiritual safety net for you. That when you're weak, when you're tired, when you feel like giving up, you know, you're created for community. Have you ever said, I don't feel like going to worship? Well, of course you have. You know, I've thought that a lot myself, and I was going to do the sermon. When you're tired and you'd rather just stay home and lay on the couch all day. But you know what I've discovered is that when I least feel like worship is when I usually need it the most. But when I get with other people, all my discouragement and my fatigue and all the other things we're going to talk about, they start leaving, and so does the loneliness. I want you to write this down right now somewhere in your outline. Community is God's answer to loneliness. We all need a place to practice relationships and learn to love. Community is God's answer to loneliness. So what you need to do to walk through life is you need a small group of believers. 1 Corinthians 14:30-31. Look at this verse. It says, when you gather, each one of you, he's talking about gathering in a small group. Because you can't do this in a crowd of 500 or 200 people. You can only do this as a small group. He says, 1 Corinthians 14:30-31, when you gather in that small group, each one of you be prepared with something useful for all. Sing a song, teach a lesson, tell a story, lead a prayer, provide an insight. Take your turn with no one person taking over. That way you all learn from each other. That could only happen in a small group. What's the goal? The goal of this fellowship is Ephesians 4:16. As each part does its work, it helps the other parts grow so that Christ's whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. I want you to write this down under this next point. I can't grow without others. If I don't have others, I'm going to be lonely. But this is the second point. I can't grow without others. 1 Peter 4:9 says, open your homes to each other without complaining. That's called hospitality. Are you doing that? Are you being hospitable? Are you opening your home up to a small group? If you're not in a small group right now, you need to start one. Just get a couple of friends to discuss what you learn in this series. You say, well, you know, I just haven't started a small group. I'm not in a small group. Well, let me ask you, be honest. What excuse have you been using for not being in a small group when you know it would be strengthening for your spiritual heart and your support? What excuse have you been using? Well, you know, my house is not clean, or my house isn't big enough, or I don't like my neighbors, or nobody would want to come to my house. Really? You know what the truth is? The truth is everyone has a longing for belonging.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you know someone who is graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or a family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery, this unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate, and it will inspire them to seek His unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send you a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
So first off, I need a church family. I need others to walk with me. Let me give you a second reason. I need others to work with me, not just to walk with me, but to work with me. And did you know that God has a special work for you to do with your life? Here's what the Bible says, Ephesians 2:10. God made us to do good works. Look at that. Well, you say, why am I alive? God made you to do good works, which He planned in advance for us to live our lives doing. Did you know that before you were born, God planned the good works He wants you to do with your life? You could miss them. You could miss your purpose in life. It's not automatic. Remember, life on earth is to practice for eternity, and one of the four things you're going to do in heaven is serve God. In heaven, everybody's going to share the work, so we'll never get tired. But on earth, what happens is we try to do it all ourselves, and the result is fatigue. Now, God tells us why we need to work together. Look at this verse, Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two people are better than one because they get more done, what? Read it with me. Working together. Two people are better than one. They get more done by working together. So you need a church family to get the work that God has for your life done. God never meant for you to do it by yourself. You know, one time a few years ago, I was making a tour of the East Coast, and I spoke at West Point, the Army Academy. I spoke at the Navy Academy, too. But at West Point, it's interesting, they have a system there. So impressed me. It feeds 4,000 people, get this, in 15 minutes. So how in the world do you do that? How do you feed 4,000 people in 15 minutes? Everybody has a role. And I noticed that when they were doing this at West Point, everybody had a role. In fact, it was a role with butter on it. Never mind. But God has called you to serve others. And it's in the context of a family, a church family. Sometimes we think that the greatest Christians are out there all by themselves. You know, there's this myth about Mother Teresa that she was out there serving on the streets of Calcutta all by herself. No, she wasn't there. Kay went and served with Mother Teresa a little bit years ago, and came back telling me that Mother Teresa has an army of sisters helping. You need other people helping you fulfill the work that God has for your life. And I say it like this, by myself, I can't do a lot. You can't do a lot, but together we can. Snowflakes are frail. They're not by themselves. They're not very strong. But if enough of snowflakes stick together, they can stop traffic. And together we can make a difference with each person doing a little. So if you're sitting, listening to me today and you say, man, I'm really tired. I'm exhausted. It's probably because you've got nobody helping you. You're missing one of the benefits of being in a small group and really totally connected to a church family. You could attend and not really be connected. I want you to write this down under this point. Community is God's answer to fatigue. Community is God's answer to fatigue. God didn't meant for you to do it on your own. You ever watched the Amish build a barn in a day? I once saw a TV show about it. The entire community shows up and they all help. The Bible says in Galatians 6:10, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. So, I need a church family to walk with me, and I need a church family to work with me so that I can do the work that God's called me to do. Number three, I need a church family, I need others to watch out for me. Not just to walk with me, to work with me. I need them to watch out for me. In other words, I need people in my life who will warn me of traps, who will defend me, who will protect me, who will help me stay on track. The Bible has a lot to say about this. Philippians 2 verse 4 says this, look out for one another's interests, not just for your own. That's a good thing. That's what a family is all about, what a church family is all about. You know, have you ever seen any of those neighborhood watch signs? It says, you know, there's a neighborhood watch in this area. That's a sign of community. Let me ask you this. Have you ever left on vacation, and before you left, you asked a neighbor to watch your stuff while you were gone? Probably. So you've asked neighbors to watch your stuff. Here, let me ask you another question. Have you got anybody watching out for your soul? It's far more important. You may have a neighbor watching your stuff, but who's watching out for your soul? That's part of the family of God. We need other people watching out for us. Why? Because we all have blind spots. Some of us have bald spots, but but all of us have blind spots. And there's some things you just can't see. I mean, if I've got a bald spot back here in the back of my head, and I can't see that. There are some things that you need other people to tell you in your life. When you have a tail light out, you can't see it. You need other people. When you have lettuce in your teeth, you can't see it. The Bible says in Hebrews 13, verse 1, keep being concerned about each other as the Lord's followers should. Now, notice it says keep being concerned. Keep means you be vigilant. And in a war, everybody takes turn on sentry duty. Somebody's got to be vigilant, watching out for the enemy. You know, since 9/11 happened here in the United States, we've had to be vigilant against terrorists and terror attacks. And I just went through a couple airports this week where I had to get scanned because they're being vigilant for the enemy. But did you know that you have an even greater enemy, far greater than the terrorist in the world? And that enemy wants to mess you up. He wants to destroy your life. He's plotting your downfall every morning before you ever wake up. He's thinking how to defeat you with temptations and trials and dead ends and detours. See, Satan fights with an arsenal of habits and hurts and hang-ups and problems. And much of the time we're defeated. Why? Because we're trying to fight him on our own. That's dumb. Well, you need other people helping you resist temptation. That's what Celebrate Recovery is all about. It's what so many of our programs are all about. Ecclesiastes 4:12 says a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. And three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. You know, when I read that verse, it makes me think about years ago, I walked across a prison yard in Northern California with 2,000 convicts, most of them there with life sentences, standing on that field, and I was invited there to speak to them on that prison yard. But you know what? I had no fear. Why? Why did I have no fear? Because 30 Christian inmates were walking with me on every side, in front, behind, on either side, watching every move. I wasn't afraid at all. Let me ask you a very personal question. Is anybody protecting your backside?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. You'll get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered right to your inbox every day. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, do you know someone who's graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or a family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery. This unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate, and it will inspire them to seek His unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send you a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. You can call 800-600-5004 or just visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. And now here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love getting letters from you, and here's one from Beth. She says, Pastor Rick, I've been struggling with stress and anger in my life for some time now, and I'd stopped going to church, the one that I belong to, because of some differences in views and with some of the people in the church. And I hadn't found a new church home yet. And life has been a constant struggle as I've tried to raise my oldest grandson and help my youngest son with his own anger issues. Now, I couldn't be a good help because I wasn't listening to what God was saying to me. But I started listening to Daily Hope and your messages at the end of October, and I continued to tell my grandson Owen that we need to start going to church again. But I didn't act on it. One day, shortly after Christmas, I had a conflict with a close friend of mine, and I was upset by her negative and bitter attitude. But I finally heard the Holy Spirit whisper to me that I was harboring the same thing in my heart. You know, Rick, I gave those angry, bitter feelings over to God, and I asked Him to help me change my thoughts, and He did with the help of your message on transformation. You know, I've now returned to my old church and my small group, and I've reconnected with my friends that I'd lost touch with, who've been great in helping me and counseling me in a good and godly way. And Rick, I've shared your Daily Hope link with my friends and my coworker Lisa, and we listen to you every day and talk about what we're learning from your message. Thank you for the truthful message that I can relate to and apply in my life, Beth. Well, thanks for writing, Beth. I love you. I thank God for you. I'll be praying for you. I love the fact that you've reconnected with your church home, and I love the fact that you're sharing Daily Hope with your friend, and I especially love the fact that you're talking about it together. There's something real about reviewing what you've heard with somebody else. It takes the truth deeper in your life, and I would encourage all of you who are listening, don't just listen to this broadcast. Don't just read the daily devotional that goes along with it, but talk about it. Discuss it with your friends. The Bible talks about meditating on the Word, and it talks about discussing the Word of God with others. You can do this, just like Beth is doing.
If you don't have a home church, I have good news for you. Pastor Rick created a free tool to help you. Just go to PastorRick.com and download How to Find a Good Church. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.